Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
Step 22. As was previously mentioned in Egyptian mysticism, Horus represents the ascending soul in each one of us, and Set represents the ego of each one of us. We learn from these teachings that Horus and Set are constantly engaged in a battle for control, defending and attacking, attacking and defending. We know that there should be no battle, just an understanding of which aspect of ourselves was created to lead. It is clear that Horus was holding attack thoughts towards Set because he was blinded, representing his inability to see and thus uphold the truth. We know that he thought he was rightfully defending himself, but we also know that he did not yet have an understanding of universal law. When I don't realize that I make up and project whatever I see, it follows that what I see is a form of vengeance.